Okay, today's daf is Sanhedrin daf Nun. We are holding on daf Mem Tesam Beis, three lines from the bottom at the two dots. Today's shiur is once again sponsored by Avishai and Elisheva Numen Lizchusur for Shalema, for Chaim Naftali Ben Frimit Freida, as well as for Sarah Freida Bas Chaya. They should both have Refuah Shleima, Besoch Shar Chole Yisrael. The majority of today's daf, large majority of today's daf, is going to be about the relative severity of the Dalet Mises Beis. We saw that there was a fundamental machlokas between the Chachamim and Rabbi Shimon. Does it go Skila, Sreifa, Hereg, and Chenek, or does it go Sreifa, Skila, Chenek, Hereg, in the order of severity? So we're going to, the first, most of the Amud Aleph is going to be showing how the Rabbanon arrive at their conclusion that it's skilas reif hereg and chenek, that it goes dafka in that order of severity, and then toward the bottom of Amud Aleph we start to prove why Rabbi Shimon holds the other way, why Rabbi Shimon holds sreifa skila chenek vehereg. Then in the middle of Amud Beis, the Gemara is going to tell us that this sheet of Rabbi Shimon relates to another sheet of Rabbi Shimon, and that's going to emerge really as we go through the daf, and that is that a bas kohen arusa whose mezana Rabbi Shimon holds gets sreifa and not skila. That very much connects to his view of Sreifa being more chamor, because the most chamor misa, for whatever reason we'll see, has to be reserved for a bas kohen arusa who's mizana. So the Chachamim say she gets skila. The Rabbi Shimon says she gets Sreifa. So those two machlokos are very much related to each other. And at the very end of the daf, starting on the third white line in Amud Beis, going into tomorrow's daf, we're going to derive six different dinim from the psukim about Abbas Kohen Uz Mizana, and then in tomorrow's daf we're going to go through details of each of those six dinim that we derive in the Brais over here on Amud Beis. So let's begin, three lines from the bottom of the page. Skila, Sreifa, V'chule. Says the Gemara, Skila, Chamura, Mi Sreifa. Skila is more chamur than Sreifa. How do I know? Shekeinit, and the Megadif, Lovid Avod Zara, because Megadif and Lovid Avod Zara get Skila, so it's got to be the worst. My Chumro, what do you see about a Megadif and Lovid Avod Zara that they're necessarily the worst? Shekein Poshet Yadu Be'ikr, because the Megadif, Lovid Avod Zara is being called for Be'ikr, it's going against the Kodesh Baruch Hu. So you can't do worse than that. Says Mara Adrava, Sreifa Chamura Shekei Nitna Lebas Kohen Shezinsa. Maybe Sreifa is more Chamura because we find that a Bas Kohen who's Mizana gets Sreifa. Bas Kohen, let's say that's a Nesua. According to everybody, a Bas Kohen that's a Nesua, that's Mizana, is going to get Sreifa. So you see that that's the worst. Umay Chumra, what makes that the worst? Why would you think that Bas Kohen Shezinsa is the worst Aver in the world? Shekein Mechalelas Es Aviha, because she's Mechalel her father through the Znus. Sounds like the Gemara assumes that the Chilul Beis Avia is more Chamer than Poshet Yadu Be'ikr. Right? The Gemara is saying that, on the one hand, I would think Skila is the most Chamer because that goes to people who are Poshet Yadu Be'ikr. No! Maybe Sreifa is more Chamer because that goes to someone who's Mechalelas Beis Avia. What's the comparison? Why would you think a Mechalelas Beis Avia is as bad as Poshet Yadu Be'ikr? So the Rishonim are bothered by this Kasha. The Ran suggests that once we know, as we're going to see in today's daf, that when it comes to Kibbut Ave'im, Hukash Kvod Ave'im, the Kvod Shemayim, and by a Bas Kohen that's Mizana, she's Goreim and Nezek to her father, as opposed to a Megadif or a Novad Avod Zara, which, you know, it could be Poshid Yadam Be'ikr, but it doesn't hurt Hashem in any way. It doesn't damage HaKadosh Baruch Hu in any way. How is it that one could damage HaKadosh Baruch Hu? The only way is by damaging his partners, by damaging Avi Avima, who are humans and who can be damaged, who can be hurt. So she, in a sense, is Poshid Yadam Be'ikr as well, because she's being mechalelas beis avia. So that's the suggestion of the Ran. Why the Gemara assumes mechalelas beis avia is as bad or even worse than poshe yad be'ikr. The Ravid suggested it a little differently. The Ravid says when we say my chumra shekein mechalelas beis avia, it's not a response to poshe yad be'ikr, that this counterbalances poshe yad be'ikr, because poshe yad be'ikr certainly has to be more chumra than anything else. No, what we're suggesting is that an Arusa Bas Kohen is different than an Arusa Bas Yisrael. Meaning, here's what we know. That an Arusa Bas Yisrael, who's Mizana, gets Skila. An Arusa Bas Kohen, that's Mizana, gets Sreifa. An Arusa Bas Kohen has done something worse than an Arusa Bas Yisrael in that mechalelas beis avia. So it must be, therefore, that Sreifa is more chamer than Skila. We're not comparing it to Poshi Yad HaBeker. We're just comparing to someone else who gets Skila, and she has a very similar crime to the Arusa Basyol. It's just that she happens to be mechalelas beis avia as well. And yet so you would think that whatever we're giving her should be the more severe punishment. And therefore, says the Ravid, that's the Hava Amin over here, that Sreifa is the more severe punishment. So says Marano, Kasavi Rabbanan, Nesua Yotza the Sreifa Velo Arusa. The Rabbanan hold that it's not true, that an Arusa, that a Kohen, that's Mizana, that's an Arusa, does not get Sreifa, that she only gets Skila. Umidavka Rachmana la Arusa Beskila, Shramina Skila Chamura. So that's an indication that Skila must be the most Chamur, because you have a Bas Kohen who we know is treated differently than a Bas Yisrael. She's treated more severely than a Bas Yisrael. So when you have a Nesua, a girl who has Nisuin, so a Bas Yisrael that's a Nesua gets Chenek, and a Bas Kohen that's a Nesua gets worse than Chenek. What does she get? Beferish in the Torah, Sreifa. But you have an Arusa Bas Yisrael, she gets Skila, so you would think, okay, so the Bas Kohen that's an Arusa should be given something more severe, but there is nothing more severe. So she also gets Skila. That's the Raya that Sreifa is not more severe, because if there were some, if Sreifa were more severe, then for sure the Arusa Bas Kohen would have been upgraded to Sreifa. She would have been given the more severe punishment, namely that of Sreifa. So that's how we see that Skila is Chamura. There is a discussion in the Noda Yehuda, Madura Kamen, Yerdeyasim and Samach Tes, where he was asked about a shidduch, where they had gone, the Bachar had and a young lady had a shidduch, they were already engaged, what we would call engaged to be married, and then after the engagement, the Bachar already knew, the father was not so religious, the father was Ochel Neveilus and Treifus, and he was, so she didn't come from the greatest Mishpacha, but after the engagement, he was Hamer Daso, he converted. So converted out of the religion. So that's quite a step. So he wanted to be mevatel the shidduch on that on that basis. So now the Yehuda says he doesn't. So the svara was that he knew that the father was ochel neveilus treifus and he was savar v'kibel and he was okay with that. So he knew that the father's nice varf and he's still going and he's being mekabel the shidduch. So now he leaves midas Yisrael legamri. So you can't say that lo al das kain I was mishtadich. No, you knew that the father was what he was. So Nodav Yehuda says tamani al svarazu. He says whatever he did before is a totally different maisa than what he's doing right now. What he's doing right now is much, much worse. There are a lot of Jews that aren't religious that do not totally renounce their Judaism. He's doing much, much worse at this point. And he says, and his raya is from our Gemara that a bas kohen that the shezinsa, even though it's minachamuros, it's the most chamur avera, mechalelas asavia, all she gets is sreifa. But a megadef and an ovid avodazara, our poshid yadam beikar is much more chamur, and their own shemeskila because skilas chamurim misreifa. So how can you think that she was ready pogum because he did X. He didn't take it to the next level. Now that he takes it to the next level, you see that that's more chamer. It's a whole different ball game. It's a whole different issue. That's going to be something that a person could say, you know, ad kan, but I didn't want to get involved with someone that would take it that far. Okay, says Gemara further. Skila chamura misayif. We're continuing to demonstrate how the Rabbana know that we go in this order, skila sreifa hereg v'chanek. So we've shown how the Rabbana know that skila is more chamer than sreifa. So next is, how do I know skila is more chamer than hereg, right? We've shown how one is more chamer than number two, now we're going to show one is more chamer than number three. So skila chamura misayif, how do I know? Shekeinitna lemegadef ulovid avodzkavim, because skila goes to those who are megadef and ovid avodzaru, my chumra kadamran. And what's the great chumra of those averos? Well, like we said, it's poshit yado be'ikr, so those are pretty terrible things, because they're poshit yado be'ikr. Says Gemara Adraba, Sayef Chamer Shekinitin La Anshi Erni Dachas. I would say that Sayef is more Chamer because Sayef goes to Anshi Erni Dachas. What do you see that's so Chamer about Anshi Erni Dachas? umay chumra shakein mamonon avad, because you see that it's mamonon avad when it comes to the anshe yarni dachas, that their money gets destroyed as well. So that must reflect a certain severity of the avera that they had done. So amrit eza koach meruba koach hamediach or koach hanidach. Haviyamar koach hamediach. Which is the worse avera, the one who causes others to do avodah zarah, or the ones who follow and do the avodah zarah themselves? So you'd imagine the one who is machti esarabim, the one who causes others to do avodah zarah, is the worst of the two. V'tanya madichei aranidachas beskila, and the madichei aranidachas gets skila. So you want to tell me that hereg is more chamur because it's given to the anshei aranidachas? No, from that very halacha, I'll prove to you that skila is more chamur because the madichei aranidachas get skila. So that's how you see that it's more chamer. Now the idea that skila is more chamer than shefa because the madichim get skila and koach meruba is the madiach, that's like taken as an obvious point in the Gemara, that of course what the madiach did is worse than what the nidach did. So in the Riaz he just points out that l'chora one could ask that adrabba, the nidach is doing worse than the madiach, because the madiach could always say Divrei Ravi, Divrei Talmud, Divrei Mishamim. Why on earth would they listen to me when I tell them to do Avodah Zarah? The Ribbono Shel Olam told them not to do Avodah Zarah. That's the whole Svara, or at least very likely, that's the whole Svara of Shluchim not Shluchim Mitzvah, of Ein Shliach Lidvar Avera. When someone does an Avera, with Shlichus, he's asked to do an Avera by somebody else, the Avera does not relate back to the Mishaleach, because the Mishaleach could say, Divrei Rabbi, Divrei Talmud, Divrei Mishamin. So over here, Adrabba, the Madiach could say, I didn't do anything, because I never thought he would listen. The Nidach actually did the Avera, he actually did the Avodah Zarah. So how could it be that the Gemara takes as a davar pashut that the Madiach himself has done a worse Avera? So the Riaz writes that it's not a kasha at all. The Madiach himself is not chayiv because he sent someone else to be over the Avodah Zarah. It's because he himself is also Ovid Avodah Zarah. Part of the way one becomes a Madiach is he says, Bo v'na'avod Avodah Zarah. He has to say, come with me, let's do Avodah Zarah together. And in that sense, by saying that, he himself is a Chote, because he himself is being molded to the Avodah Zarah. So when he's a Chote, plus he's trying to be Machti Acherim, that's what makes it so Pashut, that the Madiach is more Chamer than the Nidach. So that's the relative chumra. It's that he did what the nidach did, and then he added beyond what the nidach did by trying to get others to do it as well. Says Gemara further now, skila chamura michenek. Skila is more chamer than chenek. We've already proven one is greater than two, one is greater than three, now one is greater than four. Skila, how do I know skila is more chamer than the least chamer of the misos? Shekinitan negativ lovedav eschavim umay chumra kedamrin. Like we keep saying, because a megadiv novedav zara get it, and they are poshet yadu beikar, that is the worst. Well, adrava, chenek chamer shekinitan maka v'imo. I might have said chenek is more chamer because that goes to someone who's maka aviv imo umay chumra, and what's so terrible about being makav v'imo, shekin hukash kvod on the kvod makom. The kvod of Ave Aim is compared to kvod makom. The Gemara in Kiddushin tells us that Kodesh Baruch Hu says that when one is mechabit Ave Aim, so the Shechina wants to be darbeno, the Shechina is comfortable being there. When one disrespects his parents, as if he's disrespecting the Shechina, gimel shutvin yesh ba'adam. That's why the Minchas Chinuch mitzvah lamed gimel has that whole discussion, is a mitzvah kibbut Ave Aim, mitzvah b'yom lechaver, or mitzvah b'yom lemakom. It's sad to say that it's a mitzvah ben on the makom is because it's a cover to the Shechina when you're mechabed av ve'im. It's not because av ve'im are godlike; they're not. That would be apikorsis. The av ve'im are human beings. No, but they're shutvim with the makom. They're shutvim with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. So that's considered a cover to makom when you're mechabed av ve'im. So midafke rachman ala rusa bas yisrael mechal nesua bas yisrael mechenek l'skila. So since we already have these compelling evidence in either direction as far as skila versus chenek. So what's going to teach us that skila is more chamer than chenek? The following: an arusa bas Yisrael, we already said, is going to be. I'm sorry. A nesua bas Yisrael gets chenek. An arusa bas Yisrael who has bia with someone else gets skila. An arusa having bia is always worse than a nesua, because when the nesua does it, she may be pogim the family and committing a terrible thing against her husband. She's not pogim herself, she's already pogim. An arusa is pogim herself as well. So the arusa is always considered a greater crime than the nesua. So now, given that background, that an arusa is a greater crime than the nesua, if a nesua bas Yisrael gets chenek, and an arusa bas Yisrael gets skila, you see that skila is greater than chenek. From the fact that the Torah distinguishes an arusa bas Yisrael from a nesua bas Yisrael in that mechenek l'skila, that a nesua bas Yisrael gets chenek, but an arusa bas Yisrael gets skila, shema mina skila chamura. So you see from there that skila is more chamura. So now we've already proven, according to the Rabbanan, why skila is more chamura than each of the other three. What we haven't shown is a hierarchy within the other three. How do I know Sreifa is number two and not number three? So now the Gemara goes on. Sreifa chamura misayif. How do I know Sreifa is more chamura than Hereg? Shekei nitna lebas kohen shezinsa. Because a bas kohen shezinsa gets Sreifa, and a bas kohen shezinsa has done worse than a bas Yisrael shezinsa. Umay chumra shekei mechalel as a saviya, and that's chamur, she's been mechalel her father's house. Adrabah, I might have said to the contrary, sayif chamur, shekei nitalan she'er nidachas, that sayif is more chamur because it goes to the people of the nidachas, and we know that that's a very chamur dikadin because we even destroy all their money. So how do I know that sreifa is more chamur than sayif? As follows. Nemar aviyah beskila, it says the word aviyah when it describes narum rasa getting skila, v'nemar aviyah besreifa, and he uses the term aviyah when it describes a bas kohen getting sreifa. Ma aviyah amur beskila skila chamura misayif, just like we've already proven skila is more chamur than sayif, af aviyah amur besreifa sreifa chamura misayif, so too sreifa is more chamur than sayif. That's what we learn from the gzera shava aviyah, that we learn from the parsha of skila, which we've already proven is more chamur than sayif, that sreifa must also be more chamur than sayif. Now it's interesting, we say that the chumra of the bas kohen is that she's mechalelas beis aviyah. The Mordechai writes that a kohen whose daughter was Hemir Das, that she's rejected our religion and converted to another religion or something like that, or she was Mizana, where Noagin ba minag chol. So the Magen Avraham in Siman Kuf Chav Ches and Hilchos Birchos Kohanim asks how the Gemara can prove in our sugya that sreifa is more chamur than skila because it's given to a bas kohen, the shezinsa, which is more chamur because she's mechalelas bas aviyah, and Ovedes Avodah Zarah is also mechalelas bas aviyah. Meaning, according to this Mordechai, she goes and she converts to Christianity. She's Ovedes Avodah Zarah. That's Avodah Zarah. So that's also more chamur. She's also being mechalel bas aviyah and adrab. It's not only being mechalel bas aviyah, it's also poshit yada be'ikr. So that's the kasha that the Magen Avraham has. So the Magen Avraham says, you have to say that a mezana that's mechalas beis aviyah is more of a mechalas beis aviyah than any other crime that she does, because that's more the father's responsibility to make sure that she doesn't do such things. The Gemara says in Ksubas Daf Memhei by Basol that's mezana that we're soklin osa dafka al pesach beis aviyah. Why dafka al pesach beis aviyah? Ru'u gidulim shegidaltem. Look at the kind of daughter that they raised. Dafka, when it comes to its tznius issue, they say that that's something that must have been picked up in the home. But someone who's Hemer Das and any other Avera is not Michalelas Beis Aviyah as much, because that's not something that the parents can really protect the child from as much. A person's Amunos Videos are much more difficult to protect from, which is an interesting idea. You have to wonder if that's widely accepted. One could have argued the exact opposite, or one could have argued that they're exactly the same. I'm not sure Misvara why that's so compelling. Okay, says the Gemara further now. Sreifa chamur mechenek. How do I know sreifa is more chamur than chenek? Shekei nitna lebas kohen shezinsa. Because sreifa goes to bas kohen who is mezana, my chumra kadamran, and we said that's terrible because she's mechalal space of via. Adrab chenek chamur shekei nitna lemakav vima, my chumra shekei nukash kvadun lekvaru makom. I might have thought chenek is more chamur because that's like being pogim in a kodesh baruch hu's honor. Says Gemara, midafki rachmanu lenesua bas kohen mechalal nesua bas Yisrael mechenek lesreifa shemam lesreifa chamura. A nesua bas Yisrael gets chenek for being mezana. A nesua bas kohen must get a worse punishment. And what does the Torah say she gets Sreifa. Oh, so that's a raya that Sreifa is more chamur than Chenek. Now we move down. We've already proven that Skila is number one. We've proven that Sreifa is number two. Now, how do I know that it's Hereg over Chenek? That's all that's left to prove. Sayif chamur mi Chenek. How do I know Sayif is more chamur than Chenek? Shekenit and Anshei Nidachas, my chumash kin manu navad. Because it's given to the Anshei Nidachas, and as we've explained, what's so terrible about that is you see that mamonu mavad, it must be pretty terrible. Adrab Chenek chamur shkenit and makav vimo, my chumash kin hukash, kvadun kvadamakom. But we already know that Chenek is pretty terrible also, because it relates to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now, afilu achi poshit yado be'ikar adif. Still, when someone is poshit yado be'ikar, that's worse. And therefore, anshei nidachas, we're ovid avod zara, that has to be worse than anything else. So that's how we know that the chumrah of anshei nidachas is a worse chumrah. Rabbi Shimon Omer. We've just gotten through explaining the Rabbanan's hierarchy of Dalai Mises based in Skila, Sreifa, Hereg, V'Chenek. Now we're going to have to explain where Rabbi Shimon gets his idea from, that it's Sreifa, Skila, Chenek, V'Hereg. So says the Gemara, Sreifa, Chamur, Miskila. How does Rabbi Shimon know that Sreifa is more Chamur than Skila? Shekeinitna lebas koin shezinsa, umaychur meshkein mechalal esesaviyah. Because it goes to bas koin shezinsa, who was mechalal besaviyah, terrible. Adrabba, skila chamurishkin in the Magade, for love of its chav, my chamurishkin poshiyad the bigger. No, I might have said skila is more chamur, the same stalemate that the Rabbanan had to start the conversation. So how did the Rabbanan resolve that stalemate and say that no, skila must be more chamur than Sreifa? So the Rabbanan said from the fact that an Arusa Bas Kohen only gets skila just like an Arusa Bas Yol, and we don't upgrade her to anything more because it must be because there is nothing more. So says the Gemara, Rabbi Shimon, letamei, damar achas arusa vachas nesur, yatzal l'sreifa. Rabbi Shimon disagrees with that halacha. Rabbi Shimon holds that an arusa bas kohen does get worse than skila. She gets sreifa. So whereas the Rabbanan proved from the fact that an arusa bas kohen gets skila, and we didn't give her anything worse than we give an arusa bas Yisrael, must be that there is nothing worse. Rabbi Shimon says, we do give her something different than an arusa bas Yisrael. Arusa bas Yisrael gets skila. Arusa bas kohen gets worse. She gets Sreifa. So you see, Medafke Rachmana, the Rusa Baskoin, Michal, the Rusa Baskoin, Meskil, the Sreifa, Shmamina Sreifa Chamura. If an Arusa Baskoin is upgraded from a, I don't know, downgraded, upgraded, she gets more Chamur from a Skila to a Sreifa, so then you see that Sreifa must be the more Chamur of the two. Says Gemara, okay, great. Sreifa Chamur mi Chenek. How do I know Sreifa is more Chamur than Chenek? So we've proven number one greater than number two. How do I know one is greater than three? How do I know Sreifa is greater than Chenek? Shke Nitna the Baskoin. Shazinsa, umaychur mekdamrin, and that's terrible because she's mechalal spesavia. Ad rabbe chenu chamishkin nitl makav vima, umaychur mishkin ukash kvadu mekoda makom. But I might have said that, no, that chenek is more chamer because it goes to someone who's makav vima, which is a pegam in the covet of the ribbon of shalom. And midafki rachmanu le nesua bas kohen, mechalal nesua bas yisol, mechalek l'sreifa, shvamin l'sreifa chamura. Well, that's beferish in the Torah. The Torah tells us that a nesua bas yisrael gets chenek, a nesua bas kohen who's mezana must get something worse, and the Torah says explicitly she gets Sreifa, so you see that Sreifa is worse than Chenek, and that's exactly how the Rabbanan learned. Because they agree with that part, right? They agree that Sreifa is worse than Chenek, so that's exactly the same limud that the Rabbanan learned, that Sreifa is worse than Chenek, because that halacha everyone agrees to. Sreifa chamura misayif. How do I know that Sreifa is more chamur than Saif? Shekeinitna lebas kohen shezinsa. Because a bas kohen shezinsa gets Sreifa, umaychur mekdamrin, like we said, she's mechalel space avia, so it's terrible. Adrava, Saif chamur, one might have said Saif is worse, shekeinitna nanshi ernidachas, because it's given to anshi ernidachas, umaychumra, shekein mamonun avad. And what's so terrible about that? Because you see that we destroy even their money. So amart, v'chi eza koach meruba, koach hamadiach or koach hanidach. So we go back to that cheshbon. Which is worse, to be the madiach or to be the nidach? Haviyomer koach hamadiach. It's worse to be the madiach of the eranidachas, v'kal v'chomer. Umach chenek shechomer misayif. Sreifa Chamur Mimenu, if Chenek, which we've already shown, is worse than Saif, and Sreifa is worse than Chenek, because we see that Chenek is, we know that Sreifa is worse than Chenek, Saif HaKal Lo Kol Shkein, then for sure Sreifa is worse than Saif. If you look at the top Rashi, Rabbi Shimon Islay Madichei Aranidachas B'Chenek. The missing link over here is that Rabbi Shimon holds that the Madichei Aranidachas get Chenek. V'yol v'amikra be'lein ha'nachnakin. Oh, so I mean the Madichin B'Chenek v'nidachin b'Saif al Chenek Chamer M'Saif. He works in that Chenek has to be Chamer from Saif. How does he know that? Because the Madichei Aranidachas he holds get Chenek and the Nidachin only get Saif. So I already know that Chenek is more Chamer than Saif. Once I know that Chenek is more Chamer than Saif, and I know that Sreifa is more Chamer than Chenek, obviously Sreifa is more Chamer than Saif as well. That's the Cheshbon that Rabbi Shimon that Rabbi Shimon has. Now the Rabbeinu Yonah raises the question: why doesn't the Gemara say that the Chumra of Anshei Yirni? You know, every time we bring up Anshei Yirni Dachas, Umay Chumra, what's so terrible about Anshei Yirni Dachas? We keep saying Mamona Mavan, that we destroy their money. That's the Chumra of Anshei Yirni Dachas. No, you know what I would say is the Chumra of Anshei Yirni Dachas. The same thing we said by a Magadif, right? By an Ovid Avodah Zarah. Poshid Yadam Be'ikr. That's the Chumra of Anshei Yirni Dachas. They're doing Avodah Zarah. So just like Skilas Chumra Misreifa, because Poshim Yadayim Be'ikr, which is the worst Aveir in the world, so Saif should be Chumra Misreifa, because the Anshei Yirni Dachas get Saif, and they're Poshim Yadam Be'ikr. So Ben Yonah suggests that Agav, the previous Gemara, where you have to say that the Chumra of Anshei Yirni Dachas is Mamonim Avad, because Magadif and Ovid Avodah Zarah are also Poshid Yadam. So that wasn't something that Anshei Yirni Dachas was going to have over anybody else. So the Gemara has to say that the Chumra of Anshei Yirni Dachas is Mamonim Avad. I mean, we stick with that because it's going to work in all situations. It's something that's unique to Anshei Yirni Dachas, that no matter what Misa you're comparing it to, the Anshei Yirni Dachas have that is unique against everything else. So that is one suggestion. There are other suggestions as well. But says Gemara further now, third line from the top, Nunam Beis. Skila Chamura Michenek. How do I know Skila is worse than Chenek? And keep in mind, in Rabbi Shimon's view, Skila is number two. It's not number one. So he's already proved how Sreifa is more Chamer than all three that are below it. Now he needs to prove that number two, that Skila is more Chamer than the two that are below it, than Chenek and Herek. So Skila is more Chamer than Chenek. Because the Magadiv and Ovid Avodah Zarah, who are Poshid Yadam Be'ikr, they get Skila. I think that Chenek is worse because it goes to Makav V'Imo, and that's a disrespect to the Ribbono Shel Olam. No, midafki Rachmana LaRusa Bas Yisrael Mechlal Nisua Bas Yisrael MeChenek LeSkila Shrem LeSkila Chamura. Well, here's what we know: that an Arusa Bas Yisrael gets Skila, a Nisua Bas Yisrael gets Chenek. Arusa Bas Yisrael has committed a worse crime than a Nisua Bas Yisrael. Like we've been working with that assumption the entire time, that when an Arusa is Mizana, it's worse than when a Nisua is Mizana. So that right there proves that Skila is worse than Chenek, because if the Arusa gets Skila and the Nesua only gets Chenek, so you see that Skila is worse than Chenek. Good. Skila Chamura Misayif. How do I know that Skila is worse than Saif? Shekeinitna the Megadiv, because Skila again is given to the Megadiv and Ovid Avodah Zarah's Poshi Adabaker. Says Marna Adraba, Saif Chamur Shekeinitna Lanshei Yirni Dachas. I might think that Saif is more Chamer, because that goes to the Anshei Yirni Dachas. Says more, my Chamer Shkein Mon Mavad. And after all, Anshei Yirni Dachas Mon Mavad. Avad, Amit, Bechi Eza Koach Meruba, Koach HaMadiach, or Koach HaNidach. Have you ever come a Madiach? Certainly the one who's Madiach has done the worst of the crimes, the worse than the Nidach, the Kal V'Chomer, and therefore we have the Kal V'Chomer. Umach Chenek Shechamer Misaif. Skila Chamura Mimenu, if Chenek is more Chamer than Saif. And again, how do I know that? Because according to Rabbi Shimon, the Madiach gets Chenek and the Nidach only gets Saif. So I know that Chenek is more Chamer than Saif. And I've already proven that Skila is more Chamer than Chenek. Saif Akalo Kolshkin. So for sure, Skila is more Chamer than Saif. Meaning, if Skila is more Chamer than number three, then it's for sure more Chamer than number four. Because the order of the last two are clearly according to Rabbi Shimon, not Hereg v'chenek, but Chenek v'hereg, that the Madiach gets Chenek and the Nidach gets. And now the Gemara is just going to prove that last point, that how I know that Chenek is number 3 and Hereg is number 4. Chenek chamur misayif shekei nitan l'makav v'imo umay chamur kadamron. Chenek is more chamur because that goes to makav v'imo. No, adrabba, sayif chamur shekei nitan l'anshei irani dachas. Maybe you say that that sayif is more chamur because it goes to the anshei irani dachas. May chamur shekei nitan l'mavad. So amrit v'chi eza kach mruba kach hamadiyach kach hanidach haviyamur kach hamadiyach v'tani medich irani dachas b'skila. Rabbi Shimon Omer b'chenek. This is what we've been assuming the whole time, but now this is the first time the Gemara actually spelled it out, that in Rabbi Shimon's view, the Madichei Erein Dachas get Chenek. And that's the backbone of many of Rabbi Shimon's Limudim, is because once you have that, you have a basis to say that Chenek is more Chamer than Saif, because the Madichim get Chenek, and then you can learn, Kal v'chomers, that anything that is more Chamer than Chenek is by definition also more Chamer than Saif. That's how we knew Skila was more Chamer than Saif, that's how we knew Sreifa was more Chamer than Saif. All these things, anything that's more Chamer than Chenek is automatically going to be more Chamer than Saif. Margula b'pumid Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan used to say, Naram rasa bas koin shezinsa b'skila, Rabbi Shimon Amar b'sreifa. This is fundamental machlokas. What happens if a girl is a bas koin who's be'irisin, who's only in arusa and is mezana? So the chacham holds she gets skila because the chacham holds skila is the worst. Rabbi Shimon holds she gets sreifa. Meaning the Torah clearly tells us that a bas koin that's mezana gets sreifa. Question is the Torah only talking about a nesua bas koin getting sreifa? That would be the view of the chachamim. Or even an arusa bas koin gets sreifa? That's the view of Rabbi Shimon. Zinsa me avia biskila. If the person that she committed the znus with was her own father, then the chacham would say she gets skila because she's whereas Rabbi Shimon Amar b'sreifa, Rabbi Shimon would say she gets sreifa. So my kamashman the rabbanan nesua yatzal the sreifa v'lo arusa. The Rabbi Shimon achas arusa v'achas nesua yatzal the sreifa. Here's what we know: the Torah tells us that a bas kohen gets sreifa. Question is, which kind of bas kohen? So you're teaching me that the rabbanan hold only a nesua bas kohen gets sreifa, not an arusa bas kohen. An arusa bas kohen should be just like an arusa bas Yisrael and get skila. Whereas Rabbi Shimon holds, no, when the Torah says that a bas kohen gets sreifa, it means whether she's a nesua, whether she's an arusa, either way she gets sreifa. Says Gemara now, v'taima mai. What is the reason? Now what's the reason for, what's the reason that the Rabbanan assume against Rabbi Shimon that the arusa bas kohen is going to get skila, whereas Rabbi Shimon holds sreifa? So mishum to the Rabbanan skila chamura, the Rabbi Shimon sreifa chamura, this relates very much to what you hold is more chamur, meaning the worst misa should be reserved for the arusa bas kohen. We know that an arusa bas Yisrael gets skila, and a bas kohen who does the same thing that a bas Yisrael did is doing something worse, is a more chamur aveira. Is there anywhere to move up from skila? So according to the Rabbanan, no, she's got to get skila because there's nothing worse than skila. Whereas according to Rabbi Shimon, there is. You can get sreifa, nafkamina, and the main nafkamina, which is the worst you're going to give? Whatever the person's chayv, whatever the Torah says, the person is chayv. So the main nafkamina, which misa is worse than the next misa? So says Gemara, the nafkamina is going to be lemisha neschayv shtei misos beisdin nidon b'chamura. What if you have a person who's chayv two separate misos beisdin? So you got to give them the worst of the two misos beisdin. So come le bidrav minei, they get the worst of the two misos. So you need to know which one is the worst of the worst one amongst the two misos. Now what we see in our Gemara that in nara murasa, that's mezana with her own father, we said is really chayv shtei misos. She's chayv skila because of the znus of a nara murasa. And she's chayv sreifa because she was mezana together with her father. So we said, oh, which one do you hold is worse? That's another enough, right? That's the shtei misos. That's exactly the case. If you hold that sreifa is worse, like Rabbi Shimon, so she's going to get sreifa. The Rabban would hold that she gets skila because skila is worse. Asks the Sefer Sanhedrin Katana, how could you say, according to the Rabban, that she gets skila? The Isser of Bito comes before the Isser of Eshes Ish, meaning she was his daughter before she was ever married. So if she was already his daughter before she was married. Whatever happened to Ein Isser Chal al Isser? How can the new Isser of Eishes Ish be Chal on the Isser of Bito? So shouldn't she automatically only be punished for the Isser of Bito and not for the Isser of Eishes Ish? So he suggests, based on what the Gemara in Yavama says, that you're right. Generally speaking, Ein Isser Chal al Isser. But Isser Mosif Shiny, when the second Isser is being Mosif more than the first Isser had. So by Narim Rasa, that's Mizana with her father, the Isser Shiny is certainly being Mosif, because before she had Erisin, she was only Asura to her father, because her father was related to her. But she wasn't Asura to the rest of the world. Erisin asks her to the rest of the world. However, that only works if you hold like the Rabbanan, who hold that in Isser Mosif, you'd say Isser Chal al Isser. Rabbi Shimon's Shita in Maseches Yevamos is that Ein Isser Chal al Isser, even by an Isser Mosif. So then you're going to be stuck with the reason of Rabbi Shimon that she gets Sreifa, because Sreifa is the more Chamer Dikamisa. You could say that Skil is the more Chamer Dikamisa, and that the reason she gets Sreifa is because it came first. It was the first Misa, it was the first Isser that was there. And Mimele, you'd have no Hechrich to say that Rabbi Shimon is L'shitaso. Meaning we're saying, this is Rabbi Shimon L'shitaso, because Rabbi Shimon knows that if a girl is Mizana with her own father, she gets Sreifa. Must be because that's the more Chamer Dikamisa. No, it could be because that's the Nisa that came first. That's the Isser that came first, according to Rabbi Shimon. So that's what Sanhedrin Katana tries to work out, how we can say that there's any such hechrich. Says Gemara further, my Rabbi Shimon. What does it mean, my Rabbi Shimon? So Rashi points out, le'el mahadir damr, le'el Rabbi Shimon le'taymei damr achsa rusav achsa nasu yatsa l'sreifa hechi shaminin le'. Where do we find that Rabbi Shimon holds that both an arusa bas, both an asua bas kohen, as well as an arusa bas kohen, both get sreifa? The Rabbanan held only in the Suah bas kohen gets sreifa. Where do we see Rabbi Shimon holds that an Arusa bas kohen gets sreifa as well? Titania, Rabbi Shimon Omer, Shnei Klolos Nemru bebas kohen. You know, when the Torah gave us the rules of a girl who's Mizana, so it didn't distinguish directly, initially, between a bas Yisrael and a bas kohen. So both by the halacha of an Eishes Ish, where a girl is chayiv chenek, and the halacha of an Arusa, where she's chayiv skila, should have included a bas kohen as well. Those same rules should have been for a bas kohen. The bas kohen, the love of bas Yisrael. Wait, you mean to tell me these rules are only for a bas kohen, not for a bas Yisrael? No, ema af be bas kohen. What we mean to say is these rules were stated for anybody. It sounds like they were stated for a bas Yisrael as well as for a bas, for a bas kohen. Vahotzi akosv nesua mechal nesua varusa mechal arusa. And the Torah then sets apart a bas kohen. What's it doing when it sets apart a bas kohen? It's breaking both of those rules. It's telling you that the bas kohen gets sreifa, meaning the bas kohen gets sreifa in both of those instances. Makshotzi akosv nesua mechal nesua lahachmir afkshotzi akosv arusa mechal arusa lahachmir. So when the Torah tells you that a bas kohen gets sreifa, so I know that if a bas Yisrael nesua gets chenek and a bas kohen nesua gets sreifa, I know that we're being more machmir on a bas kohen. So if you're going to tell me that a bas kohen arusa gets skila, and that a bas Yisrael arusa gets skila, and a bas kohen arusa gets sreifa, that also must be a chumra. Zomei nesua bas kohen b'chal zomei nesua bas Yisrael, v'zomei arusa bas kohen b'chal zomei arusa bas Yisrael. A separate halacha, there is a gzeiras hakasul that if someone becomes an eid zomeim about a bia with a bas kohen and someone else and a man, that the onesh that the zomim are going to get is not going to match the onesh that the bas kohen herself gets. The onesh that the zomim are going to get is going to be the onesh that the man gets. So the man, the zomim are not going to get sreifa, even though the bas kohen gets sreifa. A point over here to be made. Tosu Maseches Chulin raises the following question. The Gemara over there says that in general we're holchim b'nefashos achar that holchim b'nefashos achar rov. So Tosu raises the question. The halacha is when you have niskalim v'nisrafim that are mixed in with each other. You have people who are chayiv skila, people who are chayiv sreifa. They all get mixed in. You don't know who's who. You don't know who's chayiv what. So the halacha is nidon bekala. They all get the lesser of the misos. even if the majority of the people in the group are deserving of the Misa Chamura. Now, ask Tosfos, but wait, I thought Holchim B'Nefashos Achar Harov. If we are Holchim B'Nefashos Achar Harov, why don't we look at what the majority of the group is and give the majority of the group the more Chamur Dika Misa? It's a machlokes whether Holchim B'Nefashos Achar Harov or not, but Tosfos says that if you say Holchim B'Nefashos Achar Harov, then you should give whatever the majority of the group deserves to get, even if it's the more Chamur. So Tosfos says, now, even if you say Holchim B'Nefashos Achar Harov, when Chayavi Misos of different sorts are mixed in with each other, since anyway they're all going to get Misa, we don't follow a rov to change a Misa from one Misa to another. Holchim B'Nefashos Achar Harov is to be Mechayev Misa. But once everyone's Chayev Misa anyway, then you're not going to be Holchim B'Nefashos Achar Harov to change from one Misa to another. So now the Achronim raise the following Kasha. Given that Tosfos, the number of Achronim raised the following Kasha. Why is it that the Torah tells us that a Bas Kohen that's Mezaneh doesn't get Chenek, she gets Sreifa? There's no Vadaus that this girl who's Mezaneh is actually a Bas Kohen. How do I know that she's a Bas Kohen? Because her father's a Kohen. How do I know this man is really her father? Rov Bi'ilo Sacharabal. It's a Rov, that Rov Bi'ilo Sacharabal. So we assume that if her mother had Bi'ilo with someone, was probably with the mother's own husband, and therefore we assume that's her father. But it's only a Rov. According to Tosos, we don't follow a Rov to give from one Misa to the other. Meaning, when we know anyway the person is Chayav Misa, we're not going to follow a Rov. I don't know that she's a Bas Kohen, and it's only through a Rov I know that she's a Bas Kohen. If she's a Bas Yisrael, she's Chayav Misa anyway. If she's a Bas Kohen, she's Chayav a more severe Misa. Yeah, but you can't follow a Rov to go from one Misa to the other based on that klal that Tosos has in Chulin Daf Yud Aleph and Beis. So the Achronim suggests a couple of possibilities. First of all, it could be that by a Bas Kohen, it's not just a Rov that tells us that this is her father. There's also Cheskas Kashrus of the mother. That the mother has a Cheskas Kashrus, that she didn't do anything wrong. So we're not going to assume that she's going and being with other men. So we have the right to assume that the Chazaka helps out. Also, it could be that Tosfos is only talking about Pechayav and Misos that are mixed in with each other, where the Hachras HaRov is Legabe the Misa itself. Meaning the only issue that the Rov is going to decide is which Misa the person gets. Over here, the Rov decides everything in this girl's life. It's not just the Misa. The Rov is going to decide, does she get to eat Truma? The Rov is going to decide everything. Is she Chayiv in Kibud? Is she Chayiv Misa for being Maka, this man? The Rov decides everything in her life. So when the Rov is not only about the Misa, so then maybe that Klal of Tosfos does not apply. But that's the interesting question that the Achronim work on. But tomorrow we'll pick up with the Brisa that's then going to be elaborated on throughout tomorrow's day.